Hey there, it's Mental Girl doing her self-care podcast. Today, I am just thinking a lot of thoughts. I did wake up early that I didn't think I was because I had fallen. You know when you wake up, you know it's early because the sun isn't really up yet. It's kind of got that morning look, but the sun is coming out. And so your brain either goes, ooh, get up, the sun is out, or the brain says, you know what, it's not really up, it's sort of halfway up. And you go back to sleep, or you drift. And I drifted in and out of sleep until I actually drifted asleep. So then when I woke up, I thought, oh, for sure, I fell back asleep. But I didn't, it was still early. But I woke up from dreams, like weird dreams, and I can never really remember them, like the sequence, but I know they were just weird. There was a neighbor in them, or I was angry with someone, or sometimes it's just like there's a shark or an alligator or something in there. But you know, in my understanding, you know, dreams are all about us. It's just our subconscious filtering through there. But it still makes me feel like, my goodness, what's in my subconscious? Sometimes I think I'm so much of a lighter person now. I feel like I think so much differently. You know, my mind goes to a lot more better places. But I still have dark. I still have these dark thoughts that filter through. They're odd. They're odd, or they're angry, or they're frustrated, or they just, I get a flash. And before, I think it really would send me into a guilt spiral, like, whoa, am I just a mean person underneath everything? Am I horrible? Am I, you know, whatever. And that would just make me anxious. And now, especially after listening to people and talk and laughing with people, that we all have these thoughts. It just depends on what we entertain. And, you know, I think the good thing is that when I have these angry, scary thoughts or whatever, my body kind of goes into a, what the hell? That's not me. I realize that's that feeling. Because I do get I get a little anxious. Now sometimes I get like, what? And I like that part where that my real self comes into play and say, it must have been a thought from a movie or a book, or it's just me angry and it's coming out that way. And then I do the self-love and I pull myself out of it. And again, when I talk to other people, I mean, people that I think are like nice people, and they have these thoughts, oh my goodness. Then the laughter and the camaraderie begins. And I've met people who, they don't have any worries about those thoughts. They just laugh them off. They don't give them the time of the day. Other people either run with it. I mean, they just run with the angry thoughts. They justify them. They feel good about them. It gets their motor running. And sometimes I sit there and I'm like, wouldn't want my motor running by those thoughts. I want my motor running by feel-good thoughts. So, but then when you have dreams and it all kind of comes filtering through, it's just good to take a look at it. It's good to remind ourselves that we're human and we have all these emotions and thoughts, and just check in with yourself from time to time. Are you giving yourself enough self-care? Are you being kind to yourself? The more you do this, the more you have for others. It is really amazing. Also, the more you do for yourself, the more you don't sacrifice who you are for others. Because that was another fine line I learned. And I think that's where the anger came from in the thoughts. Doing things for people out of guilt or shame, or because you have to. You feel like you have to. And I say, unless you're a parent or there's somebody you're taking care of and you made a commitment, that kind of stuff is just blah. It's, you know, hanging on to people who are toxic for you, things like that. So I wonder if that's kind of what comes filtering out of a dream. So, well, I went by past the 5 minutes. I think I'm going to put my gloves on because my left hand holding this is starting to get very cold. And I got stuff to do today, but it's been nice chatting, and I always hope these help in some way. So thanks for listening. Till next time.